It's Wednesday, the 2nd of July, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is, well, I don't really know what this is. It's not App Talk, because I'm not going to be talking about apps, but it's a little podcast where I'm going to be reflecting on the month of June, the Audiomo Challenge, the challenges of producing a podcast every day, and what I've learnt about that. It's all very fresh in my mind, so I just wanted to capture a few thoughts, share a few thoughts, and ask for some feedback as well. So I hope you'll sort of listen and bear with me and give me your thoughts as well. That would be good. So over the course of June, I produced 30 podcasts, 30 audio recordings, most of which were app reviews, which is what I always planned to do. I planned to do a collection of app reviews. I wanted to get better at those kind of reviews. I wanted to see how quickly I could turn them round. I wanted to see if podcasting was a good format to do that in. And I think on the whole it worked. I've had some positive feedback. People have said they've enjoyed it. It certainly worked for me. My first learning point is I definitely find it easier to produce audio than to sit at a computer and type a blog post. It frequently takes me a number of evenings to produce a fairly simple typed blog post. Whereas with audio, I can at least switch the iPad to record and just talk. And especially if I've done some preparation beforehand, it seems to flow quite nicely. For my app reviews, I decided very early on, right at the start, what my format would be. And then it took quite a short time to actually capture my thoughts about each app and record them in an audio format. And something that I want to take away from Audiomo and see how I capitalise it on is the fact that actually, for the first few podcasts that I did, I have it all set up at the moment, so it automatically syncs from Audioboo across to my WordPress blog at geekmummy.com. And the first few podcasts that I did, I actually then went ahead and edited those automatically created blog posts at my blog and put a sort of typed summary in of what my post was about with links to the app and all the information that I talked about. And actually found it a lot easier to do that writing after I'd done the talking. It's kind of like in my head when I do the talking, it firms up in my brain what I'm thinking about things and then actually makes the writing easier. So that's an interesting learning. And when I've tried doing audio versions of my blog in the past, I've done it by writing the blog post first and then doing the audio recording. And I'm wondering if maybe what I ought to be doing is more audio recordings where I then go back and add the written or typed text after I've actually done the audio recording. That's something I want to think about. And you know, I've certainly put a lot more posts on my blog during Audiomo than I normally would, but the downside of that is that they are audio posts and not everybody is familiar with audio posts. I went to a PR event halfway through June, and the PR assistant who I'd been speaking to said to me, "Oh, I had a look at your blog today. I was a bit confused. I didn't understand what those posts were." Because when the Audioboo auto posts, it literally just does the embedded boo. So you just see the boo player. And if people aren't familiar with that, they're not quite sure what to do. So that's kind of leading me on to thinking about whether the whole setup that I've got at the moment, where I record an audio boo and it pipes through automatically and publishes on my blog, is necessarily the best thing. I wanted to do that for Audiomo because I wanted to keep the content going through to my blog. But maybe going forward, that's not what I want to do. And certainly, you know, once I publish a blog post, it automatically pushes out to various social networks. And I've noticed that all the automatic pushes through to Google+. Because the only content of the blog post is the Audioboo embed, what happens when that goes across to Google+ is it tries to include the first few lines of the blog post, and it's including all this horrible, ugly JavaScript because there's no actual text in the blog post. So maybe what I need to do is break that connection and do the audio recording first and then manually create the blog post. I don't know. I'm all for finding efficient workflows, because the more rework and the more you have to go back to stuff you need to do, the less likely I am to do it. And that kind of that comes back to one of my other learnings, which is there are only so many hours in the day. I have managed to complete the Audiomo challenge. I've done 30 podcasts in 30 days. I did skip a couple of days, and there were one or two days where I had to do two or three podcasts in a day to catch up, but I did it. However, other stuff suffered. My blogging time is the evening, and I only have maybe one or two hours that I can do blogging in an evening, and doing my podcast during that time has meant that I've got very behind on my photo a day project, and various other things I'm doing. I managed to get two or three written blog posts done in the time, but I've done a lot less writing than I usually would. And I thought at the start that I would be able to keep everything going in addition to the audio stuff. And there's been other stuff going on as well. You know, there's stuff happening in real life that has also been keeping me busy. But I do have to focus on the fact that there are only so many hours in the day that I can do my hobby type stuff. And I need to work out the best way of using those hours. So that's a learning point. That's something I'm going to go on and think about. And that comes back to my blog is fundamentally a written blog, and I do need to make sure I am producing the written stuff as well. So I have to balance producing audio content and producing written content and trying to work out how I can put that together well. I think on the whole, the app reviews worked well as an audio. I've been umming and erring as to whether I should try and do videos for app reviews, but I think the workflow for that would be so much more time consuming that I would get a lot less done. I certainly will not continue reviewing an app a day. I think that's too much. But I have enjoyed how quickly I can turn around app reviews in a podcast format. And I would like to continue to do that. So I am planning to continue doing the podcast. I would like to broaden it, because just talking about apps is a little bit limiting. So I want to broaden it out so I talk about anything. But I can't continue to call it App Talk, so I don't know what to call it. I don't know if I'll just call it the Geek Mummy Podcast, or if I can think of a snazzy name or what. But I would love to hear your feedback. So if you've been listening to any of my app talks, any of my reviews, any of my podcasts over the course of Audiomo, I'd love to hear what you think. Either leave a comment on the Audioboo page if you're listening via Audioboo, or leave a comment on my blog if you're listening through the blog post, or tweet me at Geek Mummy, or connect with me on Facebook. I'm Geek Mummy there. I'm Geek Mummy on Google Plus as well. I would really appreciate hearing, genuine, honest feedback. Do the app reviews work in an audio format? Do you listen to audio format posts, or do you just skip over them? Does it help if I go back and add text to an audio post so that the whole thing is there on one page, both text and the audio? What do you think? Let me know. It was a good Audiomo. I really enjoyed it. I feel good that I finished it. I certainly feel that I've learned a lot about the way I produce content. I'm just trying to figure out how I take that forward. So I think I've waffled on for long enough. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much in advance, those of you who do give me feedback in some way. And I will definitely talk to you again soon. I'm not sure what format that will take, but I will figure out a way, and I will talk to you again soon. So thank you ever so much for listening, and bye for now.